Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
People who believe in climate change may call it the tip of the iceberg, but it's not just the tip. It's a block of ice twice the size of Manhattan. This week, NASA satellite images show that a sheet of ice measuring 46 square miles tore off one of Greenland's largest glaciers and slipped into the sea. The event has scientists like Andreas Munchau concerned. He's a professor at the School of Marine Science and Policy at the University of Delaware, and he's been studying this glacier in Greenland. It's called the Petermann Glacier, for years. And Professor Munchau, what did you think when you first saw the images of this iceberg breaking off?
At first, I didn't believe it because the image that the Canadian Ice Service sent to me via an email was covered by cloud and I couldn't see it. So I went on with my life. And 2 hours later, the image was real and said, oh my God, deja vu. Here we go again, because this happened in 2010 as well.
Right, so it's not the first time the Petermann Glacier has lost a large chunk. As you say, in 2010, an area about 97 square miles split off. But do these two events tell us anything climate-wise about what's happening in Greenland? Can it be attributed to global warming?
I think the attribution question to global warming is a very difficult one to answer for any particular glacier. There is no single glacier that kind of is the indicator of all global change that's taking place. However, kind of what we see all around Greenland is changes to the ice sheet that are rapid over the last 10 or 20 years. So in this sense, the Petermann Glacier is one of many events, indicators that suggests to me and others that the Greenland ice sheet is changing at a rate that's really fast. Greenland is losing mass fast because there's much more ice going out to sea than it receives snow on top of the glacier. And what's so dramatic about this this current event is that this is the furthest back that this specific glacier has ever been since the start of the Industrial Revolution.
And scientists have also documented that northern Greenland has been warming five times faster than the rest of the world. It's up about 4 degrees Fahrenheit in the last 30 years. But you say it's not warmer air temperatures that are responsible for the glaciers losing ice. It's water temperatures, right?
Air temperatures do not have an impact on the current calving event in Petermann Glacier because most of the melting of this glacier still is taking place by the ocean below. And the critical point which suggests stability, how stable this glacier is, will it collapse, will it accelerate, will it grow back to its normal size? All of these questions depend on one critical location, which is where the bedrock of Greenland meets the ice sheet of Greenland, meets the ocean of Greenland. And that is another 50 kilometers upstream from where the current breakoff happened at 600 meter depth down in the ocean. So it's not something we can see easily.
And you mentioned calving, which means the glacier shedding ice naturally. So could more chunks of the Petermann Glacier break off? And what would that mean for sea levels?
The Petermann Glacier alone discharges 6% of Greenland's ice sheet. To put this into context, the ice island that broke off Monday is about half a year of the freshwater that we in the U.S. all use in 1 year if we all use 69 gallons per day, which actually is a lot, isn't it?
That is a lot, and it's just going into the salted sea and disappearing, right?
It's not disappearing. What it does, it's going to the sea, the ice island, and then it slowly breaks apart, and as it breaks away, it drifts slowly southward along eastern Canada. And the first pieces of the 2010 event arrived last summer off the coast of Newfoundland, where they provided a spectacular display. So if you want to see icebergs and ice islands, head up to Newfoundland in the next 2 or 3 years.
Andreas Munchau is a professor at the School of Marine Science and Policy at the University of Delaware. Professor Munchau, thanks.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
And this climate footnote, it's not just glaciers in Greenland that are losing ice. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported this week that the Arctic lost the equivalent of 1 million square miles of ice in the month of June. That's the largest loss on record since the start of satellite imaging in 1979. back in 30 seconds here and now.